Gracias, Señor. Thank you, Lord. Gracias, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we're grateful this morning for what God is doing in this house and for this people. It's a marvelous thing to be amongst those that are called, those that God has labeled. You know, people in the world lack labels. Isn't that right, Rob? Where's Shella? Shella can tell you all the name brands. Michael Kors, and give me some of the fashion names, Shella. Versace, Eshant Ferrant. People love labels. They love names. But isn't it wonderful to know that you are named by the name of Jesus? You don't have to put a tag on your shirt. But heaven knows. Heaven knows those that are called by God. Those that have been labeled. Rob, we have a label. That's above every label. The name of Jesus. The name that's above every name. I'm so grateful for what God is doing in this place. Even on Friday night, the kingdom of God was expressed amongst us. We better get ready for the kingdom, y'all. Because the kingdom is nothing like what's on this earth. It's going to super surpass anything that we've ever seen. I used to have dreams. I didn't know back then when I was 10 and 9 years old. And we lived in the country, y'all. New Breed wouldn't understand this. Well, we had to go to the well and get water. And we had lamps with oil in it for light. We didn't have electricity in our homes until I was 18, I think, when we moved up to the city. But as a little girl, I used to go out in the field in the summertime and lay in the grass. And I didn't realize then that I was being taken away. I just thought I just had a dream. But Rob, I would go into places. Now, you have to be mindful. We didn't have TV. We didn't have magazines. But what you all experienced on Friday night, I saw at 8 and 9 and 10 years old. He would take me in visions, and I would see gold and cut glass and dining, fine dining, and mirrors and all kinds of beautiful things. I had no idea at that time, Deborah, that he was taking me into the kingdom. He was letting me see parts of the kingdom way back then. There was nothing. I had never seen it on TV. We didn't have television. So I had no exposure to that. But I used to love. Our little announcer is gone. And I didn't realize then that I was what? Being still. I used to love to just go out and lay in the grass. And I just lose myself. Pastor Gloria can tell you. They got the prettiest grass in their yard. And when I lived with them, what I used to do, go out in the yard and get in the grass. And they're like, what is wrong with this child? I have all these lawn chairs on the deck. And here she is laying in the grass. It was something about that. I couldn't forget it, Stan. Of course, I didn't get that experience then because I didn't know how to be still then. You know, at 50 and 60, you forget how to be still. But at 9, I had no distractions. I had no gadgets to play. You know, this generation would just die. Literally die of boredom. What would Aaron do without his PlayStation or what else those things they have? Cell phones and tablets and, you know. But I used to go, I didn't, until I stepped up here today and was going to thank God for the gala, Christmas gala on Friday that I remembered. He said, I remember I showed you that. He would take me. I've been to London in the spirit. I used to go to Africa all the time. And if I ever go to Africa and they do the tribal painting, I can tell you what tribe I'm from. Because in that vision, he would take me to my tribe. I'm serious. And that I would have the paintings on my face. And we would be just dancing and playing and, you know, and then I thought I'd just wake up. That's what I said, I would wake up. But I used to have those experiences. But the church didn't know how to cultivate any of that. But here in PWM, man, do we have a jewel in this house. That he has tapped into something that's supernatural, that's beyond what we can imagine, that's beyond this world. I'm telling you, he's trying to get us beyond this world. Michelle, that's what Tawana called her, Michelle. Michelle, that you can't do, he's trying to get you to do it. He's trying to get you into being able to understand the stock market, which represents the economy of this system, of the system of this world. But in the dream, I know heaven has a different stock market economy. But if you can tap in and understand how that works, you're going to know how the system works in heaven. We are well living way beneath our privileges. Way beneath. Way. Because we're stuck in the system of this world. And see, once God labeled you, you can't get anything from this world too much. Because he's expecting you where? To come up to where he is and get what he has for you. That's what he's expecting. To be able to give you Robert's dream from a kingdom perspective. Praise Jesus. The kingdom of God is amongst us already. It's already here. It's already here. It's already here. Okay. I'm asking you guys to pray with me and pray for me as I stand here in fear and trembling. And I won't say in what else. But God is going to get the glory. The devil has much opposition against the kingdom. Kingdom of God suffers what, y'all? But the violent have to take it by force. We have to press in and lean into him. We have to lean into him. When everything in your body tells you to, you have to lean. So I tell you this morning, I'm leaning. I'm leaning. I'm leaning into him. My mother used to sing that song. We would laugh at her. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. And we thought it was the funniest thing we'd ever heard. Because you talking about can't sing. Oh, yeah, everybody in the church laughed. But you know what? I learned how to lean. And I am learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. Okay, we're going to talk about where we are. From the perspective of the scripture in Matthew 16, 13 to 19. When Jesus arrived in the village of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "What are people saying about who the Son of Man is?" As I contemplated this, Pastor stirred it up in my heart last night when he was ministering. And Pastor Glow, I went home. And of course, when I have to minister something, it's the Holy Spirit gives me some type of little encounter with it. And I found myself in the midst of the disciples in my dream last night. And in the dream, when he asked them this, Rob, they were just as confused as they could be. They did. And he knew they were already confused. He knew that they didn't know. Can you imagine he had been with them now almost 3 years? How long have we been saved, y'all? Don't raise your hand. But where are we? We always talk about the disciples. We talk about the Israelites in the wilderness. And we talk about David, how he messed up. But where are we? Where am I, Chantel? Do we really know? Jesus is asking us today, where are you? I'm asking you, who do men say I am? The body of Christ has more stuff going on, Bree, than we can shake a stick at. There are more denominations, there are more doctrine, there's more theory, there are more books, there's more. But does any of it really, really identify who Jesus is? He's asking us this morning, where are you in the midst of this so-called Christianity? Because if you don't know who I am, you haven't really entered into true Christianity. The disciples were there with him. He was about to get ready to go to into his passion, as Mel Gibson depicted. He had been with them for a while. The crowds thought he was a good man. Some thought he was a prophet. Some said maybe he's Elijah coming back. But all of a sudden, heaven opens up. And Peter says, thou art the Christ. Thou art the Christ. Pastor's been talking to us for months now about what? Heaven. New dispensation. New order. New realm. New creation. Transformation. All of that must happen. Must, before we're going to be able to say, thou art the Christ. If heaven don't open up and you don't get a divine supernatural experience like Peter did, you're just talking from information and not what? Revelation. The body of Christ basically is living off of information and not revelation. Jesus said, flesh and blood didn't give this to you. The body Christ is living off of what? Flesh and blood. Flesh and blood. You make up a doctrine. What's the mission of this church? Flesh and blood. What does this church? What is the creed of this church? Flesh and blood. We have not yet at large identified, because we have not yet had revelation. And he said, I am going to build my church upon this rock. And the misunderstanding of that is they thought that Jesus was saying, I am going to build my church upon what? Upon Peter. No. He said, I am building my church upon heavenly revelation. So if the church is not operating in heavenly revelation, it's just what? Flesh and blood. It's no wonder we don't have signs and wonders. We don't get miracles. We can't understand the stock market. Pretty much, y'all, we just operating in flesh and blood. God is waiting on us to get divine revelation. And I'm not going to be before you long today. I know y'all don't believe that. But it's not going to happen. Go get my poster. It's not going to happen. Because he wants us to leave here today asking, where am I? Do I really know you? Pam, where am I with this Jesus thing? What is this Jesus thing? Come on, Joy. Look here. And he shall be called Advocate, the Lamb of God, the resurrection and the life, the shepherd and the bishop of my soul, the judge, the Lord of lords, man of sorrow, head of the church. Ooh, head of the church.
See, do we know him? Living water. She was praying about singing about the water this morning. How much about Jesus do we really know? If you were to pass this around to everybody, how much experience, and I'm talking me, I'm first in line to say that I was just as confused as those disciples were standing in the midst of them. I'm telling you, I was standing in the midst of them when he said to them, who do men say that I am? They was trying to, they say this and they say that. And he said, but what do you say? What are you saying? Don't tell me what the other man said. What's your relationship with him, Brenda? What have you experienced? What's your walk? What's your divine supernatural understanding? What have you gotten out of that sorrow that he put you in? What is the revelation that you've got from that disobedient child? Where are you in the midst of Jesus? And the world is still asking, who is Jesus? Do we have enough revelation, Rob, that we can point out to them that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God? And the reason I can tell you that is da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He wants us to experience the fullness of who he is. Head of the church, master, the faithful one. The faithful one. He's the true witness. He's the high priest. He's the door. He's the bread of life. He's the rose of Sharon. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the true vine. He's the Messiah. He's the teacher. He's the Holy One. Oh, man, it goes on and on and on. And put it right there, baby. And you can have a seat. Just lay it up there. The depths, he says, he's opened up doors, Karen, for us to have deeper. Tony Sr., we used to say Big Tony and Little Tony. I guess we kind of outgrown that now, right? Tony Sr. and Tony Jr. He wants us to walk into deeper experience and deeper revelations. And if you go on down in there, he says, I am going to give you the keys to the kingdom based on the fact that you have what? Revelation. We can't open the kingdom up without revelation. He said, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom, but it's based on what? Revelation. Revelation. A key. Oh, Jesus. When something is going on, Michelle, in your life, you're supposed to be able to go into heaven, get a revelation, which is your key, of how to get into that thing and get over it. How to prosper through it. How to be blessed above it. And not live in this world. Not live down here. Revelation, revelation, revelation. The dictionary, let me tell you what the dictionary says revelation is. Oh, God. I'm not going to read all that foolishness. Even though I wrote it. Paul in Ephesians 3:3 says that the mystery of the kingdom has been given to me by what? Revelation. And revelation is the act or process of disclosing something that was previously secret. See, the church haven't, by and large, haven't tapped into the kingdom and the revelation and who Jesus is, who the church is supposed to be, and what our calling is in it. Not just to go to church, not even just to pay your tithes, not even just to stop sinning, but it's to do what Jesus told that thief on the cross that resurrection day. Today you're going to be with me where? In paradise. He's trying to get us past where we are into a whole nother realm, a whole nother world, a whole nother dispensation. But if we didn't know why Jesus came, and if we don't know who Jesus is, and if we don't know what his purpose is, we're just going to come in here Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday, Monday through Friday, go through the whole regularness of our lives and be the same old boring Christian that I've been. And the world don't see no difference in you than he see in me.
I'm supposed to take the kingdom into my job. The whole atmosphere is supposed to shift when the kingdom comes. I'm supposed to take the kingdom into 6000 Brook Road. I'm supposed to take the kingdom on that third floor. I'm supposed to have dominion over that third floor. I'm supposed to have dominion. Y'all, come on, let's wake up and tell the truth. We're not where we're supposed to be. Where are we? We are not where we're supposed to be. We're not the purpose Jesus saved us to be. He called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, the light of living in the kingdom. There is no light in this world. Okay, how bright these lights are. You ain't seen light until you see the light of the illumination of heaven. Come on now, you haven't seen light. I saw light from heaven twice. I saw it when my husband left here. When they called me and told me December 27th, 1992, that he had passed. And I went back to sleep. And we had the Christmas tree up. And all of a sudden, the light was so bright. The Christmas tree was down that hall, like right there, through that door, from my bedroom. And I said, why would they come up here this time of night and cut that light, like, that Christmas tree light back on? So I get up to go turn off what I'm thinking is the Christmas tree light. And I open my bedroom door, Rob, and there's my husband standing on the staircase in the brightest light that I've ever seen. I can't even move any further because the light is so bright. You haven't seen bright until you touch the light of heaven. And he looked like he did when he made his first pass at me. Stan, he had his Kango on. He used to wear a Kango Stan. He was looking good. He was looking good. But he had gone to heaven and I couldn't move. I couldn't touch it. I couldn't touch it. And then when Marvin came, he was in the bedroom. He's downstairs in the kitchen, and the light comes up the stairway into my room. And again, I open the door, and there's this light. But this time, the Holy Spirit says, you can enter in. See, from 1992 until 2010, I have grown some. So you can't touch the heavenly kingdom any kind of way. See, we don't want to realize that. We want to go to heaven, but we don't want to die. And I'm not talking about getting in the grave. I'm talking about killing Geraldine. I want heaven's illumination. I want heaven's glory. I want heaven's riches. But you can't have the world. You can't be a citizen of both worlds. You cannot be a citizen of both worlds. You're either a citizen of the kingdom or you're a citizen of this damn doom world that's ruled by the kingdom of darkness. Satan has the dominion over this world now. Because we gave it to him. But once we start living in the kingdom, then we can come back, start take dominion even in this world. Hello? Hello? I can start taking dominion even in this world. I can go back to why he created me. He told him, be fruitful, multiply, and take dominion. And when I get back, oh, I want to jump up on that chair so bad. When I get back to my original state and I'm living in the kingdom, then I can take dominion down here, because he's going to give it to me. He's going to say, Roz, you got dominion over there. Pastor Roz, you got dominion over there. Rob, you got dominion on Southside, on Midlothian Turnpike. There's a place where you have dominion. Lorraine has dominion. And Rainbow Station. God didn't just give you a job. God gave you a place to have dominion. God gave you a place to have dominion. What's that place you work? Who? Cedarfield. Where you have dominion. You got to have dominion. When you know who. See, but you don't. If you don't know who Jesus is, you don't know who's in you. And you don't know who you are. I'm not just somebody saved. I've been born again into a new creation. And that creation is a part of the new Jerusalem, the new heaven, the new paradise that I have access to. We're living beneath our privilege. We believe the lie. We've been duped. Go to church, put on the choir roll, usher, be on the mother board, be on the deacon board, be on all them boards. Boards. The who board? the trustee board. That's what the church has become. That's what the church is, y'all. That's what the church is. But you come in here, we're going to tell you about the kingdom. You might not like it. You might not understand it. But if you stay with it for a little while, Pam, you'll start possessing it. You'll start possessing it. But it takes time. It takes time. It takes time. Drew is a toddler now. He was an infant at one point. Most of us are still infants in our Christian walk. Most of us, some of us have maybe even graduated to be toddlers. I remember Pastor told us maybe 10 years ago that God told us we were starting to cut teeth. Spiritual teeth. And I said, oh my God, I've been saved how many years and I'm just starting to cut teeth? Come on. Babies start cutting teeth around 9 months to a year old. Some of them 6 months. You know? But we think we someplace. We bragging. I go to XYG church. What does that mean? I was telling somebody one day, I said, sweetheart, may I pray with you? Because someone had shared with me that his wife was leaving him and they were getting a divorce and they had 5 beautiful kids. And it just grieved me and his kids were a part of the center. And he came in. He said, oh, no, I'm good because I go to XYZ church. I want to say, what is that got to do with the fact that your whole life turned upside down? And you bragging on the fact that you go to XYZ church. Can you ever say I'm a part of the kingdom? Don't you ever go tell nobody you go to Prevailing Word Ministry. Just tell them I'm a part of the kingdom. If you want, you're going to go where I worship. That's what I tell people. I don't tell people I go to church. I go to worship. I'm so sick of church, I don't know what in the world to do. What churchdom has become. If I hadn't found, God hadn't let me stumble upon Bernadette, Bernadine. Come up here, sweetheart. Yeah, she put her head and say, she don't know what I'm going to do. In 2002, you probably forgotten, on a Thursday night, she was ministering. Pastor Gary wasn't here and Pastor Glory wasn't here. Stan, Bernadine, Deborah. And Dion was the one that, Dion was working with her, was her co-worker, and she knew she was ministering. So she said, let's go support her tonight. So on this particular Thursday night in February of 2002, I came into this little place to hear this lady that I didn't know anything about. And today I can't tell you what she ministered on. Because when I walked in, I knew that this was where I was. And we had fasted and prayed for a whole year asking God to lead us to where he wanted us to be. Because I said, Dion, if he don't answer, I don't know what I'm going to do. I cannot take this churchdom and these boards any longer. I can't. I cannot do that. So I walked into this little place. And after she ministered, they started talking about a prayer conference they were having at the Outer Banks. And the Holy Spirit said, you need to go. And I said, Lord, I don't even know them. They don't know me. So we came back the next Thursday. Pastor Gary was here and Pastor Gloria. And I said, may we come to the conference? They said, sure. Guess who we rode down to the conference with? So if it wasn't for this lady, look how God do things. Look how God do things. Stan, look how God do things. If it wasn't for this lady, I wouldn't be standing before you all. I would have never heard about PWM. And I don't know where I would be, honestly. Because I was at the point that, you know what? The world got to be better than this. Because I had given it 50-some years. And I said, Lord, if it's no better than this, I can't continue in this. Thank you, sweetheart. came up in here, and the rest is history. Went to the conference about 2 weeks later. I don't even think it was 2 weeks, maybe the next weekend. So within 3 weeks, it was March. It was in March. So maybe 2 or 3 weeks, I'm in the Outer Banks. And that Sunday, the lady is ministering, and she says, "You know this is your home, don't you?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am." She told Pastor Gary, "Come up here and receive your new member." I didn't know his name. I didn't even know his name. I didn't know. I went back and told my mama. I said, "I found where I was looking for. I found my church." She said, "What's the pastor's name?" I said, "I don't know." So you know they come out of denominationalism, right, Stan? She said, "Well, who he affiliated with? Who is he under? Who's his bishop?" I don't know. You know what she told me? "You just joined a no-name church with a no-name pastor." That's what she told me. But you know what, Stan? Do you know what? I was happy as a sissy in a CC camp because it didn't matter to me. I was happy. I finally found his name was, everybody was calling him Gary then. I can't call him Gary. And I had too much church in me to say Gary. So I had to call him Pastor. And then 2 weeks later, he walks past me and go, "You know God has called you to be a pastor." I said to him, just like I'm talking to you now, I said, "The devil is a liar." I was sitting right over there in that corner. He said, "Well, I know what the Lord just spoke to me." I said, "Well," I'm saying to myself, I didn't say the rest of it. I said, "But you better go back and get it straight, brother, because, you know." See, I didn't know Jesus. I knew denominationalism. I know Pentecostalism. I know nothing about Jesus, too. And been in church all my life. When I say all my life, my grandmama from an infant took me to church. I had a lot of sin, but I didn't have a lot of the world because I had a lot of inward stuff that I had to be, you know, dealt with. But I never went out to the world. It's never, you pray over your children. I'm going to sit down. Pray over your children. My grandmother used to sit around her and walk behind me. That's how I learned how to cook too, y'all. Walk behind her and taste her food. And she would pray and look at me and say, "Lord, don't let the world get in her. Don't let her love the world, Lord. God, don't ever let her love the world, Lord. God, don't ever love the world. Let her love the world." I went to a club one time and thought I was going to die and go to hell right in it. Never went back since. Never. Never loved the world. Never was attracted to the world. Never. Couldn't watch TV and get excited about what the world was doing. Just couldn't. Left a foul taste in my mouth. Pray over your children. Declare and decree what they're going to be. Your words have power. If you have power. If you know who. If you have the revelation. If you have the key to the kingdom. And whatsoever you bind on the earth, but you got to have kingdom power. You can't just sit on the earth and try to bind the earth. Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who you? Where you come from? I don't know you. Who are we today, y'all? We're deeper than just Prevailing Word Ministries. We're deeper than that. What pastor's been trying to get us to see, we live in a whole nother dispensation. We live in a whole nother realm. Let's take advantage of it. Let's not just hear about it. Let's become about it. Let's start doing it. Let's start being it. We can have it. The sickness in my body is going away. It is going away. It is going away. It has to, because as I press into the kingdom, y'all, but I'm not pressing in just for healing. I'm pressing in because I want to know Jesus. I want to know him. I want heaven to open up to me like it did when I was 9 years old. I walked out of that, out of encounters and revelations. We're supposed to be having them. We're supposed to be having them every night. Every night, y'all. Not just for a few of us, but for all of us. Having visions and getting revelation. We're supposed to live by revelation, y'all. We're supposed to live by revelation, y'all. Not by information, but revelation. Revelation brings experience. But we do just what Peter did.
We get a revelation, then we go right back to the world. If you read the encounter in Mark 9, he told him, thou art the Son of God, thou art the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And then Jesus started telling him, I'm getting ready to go to the cross, and I'm going to suffer a whole bunch of stuff. He told him, oh, no, you can't do that. He told him, get behind me, Satan. See, that's what we do. We step into revelation, then we step back into the world. We step into revelation, and we step back into the world. Y'all, let's live in revelation. DeBoer, let's live in revelation. I'm not talking about the book. I'm talking about the experience of the kingdom of who Jesus really is. In all that he is, Pastor Ross. Let's lean in more, y'all. Let's lean in more. Let's lean in, Taba. Taba, lean in. Lean in. Lean in. Don't let what you're going through push you this way. Lean into the kingdom. Do like that thief do when you hit that rough place. Remember me, Lord. Remember me. I'm saying this morning, remember me, Jesus. Remember me. Please remember me. Where are we in this walk? We're not called to be like others. We're called to be a different generation, a different people. We've been marked. We've been marked, y'all. And we have a name that's above every name. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. There's more power in that name if we really believe it and we really understand it. So let's lean in. Let's lean in. Let's tell the devil, I know who I am and I know where I am. I know. I know that I know. And hell can't take it from me. Peter, thou art a rock. And this is the rock on which I will put together my church. So my church, expansive with energy that not even the gates of hell will be able to come against. When we get into the kingdom and when we know who Jesus is, we don't have to contend with the enemy. We won't have to contend with sickness. I'm about to cross over. I know I am. I'm asking you all to please pray for me and pray with me. I know my charge. I know my calling. And hell trying to say no, but everything in me says yes. Everything in me says yes. Everything in me says yes, y'all. So I'm asking my brothers and my sisters to help pray me through this. Don't y'all know that they killed James? But when they put Peter in prison and they was going to kill him the next morning, what happened? The church prayed for him. I'm asking the church to pray for me. I'm asking the church to pray for me. I'm asking the church to pray for me. I know my assignment, and hell knows my assignment. But I'm asking you to pray with me and pray for me. I'm asking the church, pray with me and pray for me. I cannot begin to tell you what the fight is like. I cannot begin to tell you. But for Christ I live and Christ I'll die. I won't take it back. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He is the Messiah. He is, and he has all power in his hand. And he has given me the key to the kingdom. It's available to me. It's available. And I want to lay hold to it, y'all. I want to put that key in my hand. And I want to have access. I want to have access. And I can tell you, the more you believe and the stronger you believe, the harder the fight is. The harder the fight is. The harder the fight is. But I thank God for even the fight. I thank him for even the fight. The right side is almost paralyzed and the left side is swollen like I don't know what. But I will not denounce my God. I will not. I will not. I will not. I'm going to live to see the manifestation of healing. Healing is the children's bread. It's my bread. It belongs to me. And the hell can't keep it back much longer. Pray, saints. Let's pray.
Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. It is not just for me. It's not just for me. It's for the power of the kingdom to be released. It's for the kingdom to be expressed in the earth. God allowed me to be afflicted so we can pray together and see the kingdom expressed in the earth. And you're praying because my leg is not hurting as much. As soon as you start praying. As soon as you started praying. As soon as the church get together. He said, I've given you power. Read it. Whatsoever you bind on earth, I'll bind it up in heaven. We need to bind cancer. We can't let cancer run rampant. Not so. Cancer is not a part of the kingdom. Sciatica nerve is not a part of the kingdom. Arthritis is not a part of the kingdom. High blood pressure and diabetes is not a part of the kingdom. Sickle cell is not a part of the kingdom. I'm asking the church, let's pray, church. Let's pray, church. Let's pray. Because as I'm delivered, you're going to be delivered. Let's pray, saints. Let's pray that Jesus walk amongst us. I'm telling you, I feel your prayers now in my body right now. I'm telling you, I can move this leg out. This leg was about to buckle out. I can feel your prayers. We all have power individually, but together, they said the church prayed for Peter and the angels was released. The angels was released. I might get my healing, but you might get your angel. Let's pray. Where are we? Where are we? Where are we? As the body of Christ, where are we? Where are we? Where are we? I'm not going to be satisfied. When Pastor Sharon left here, something stirred up in me. I'm not going to be satisfied, Rob. I'm not. I'm not going to let sickness have the victory. I'm not, y'all. I'm not. Because Jesus is who he said he is. In me. In you. The sanctified wife does sanctify the husband. It does work. It works. You can declare a decree over your sons and daughter. It works. Come on, where are we, church? Where are we? Where are we? Are we just the name or are we the people? Where are we? Where are we? Where are we? Are we just like those disciples following with nothing in us, with no real reality? Come on, y'all. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I feel it in my body already, y'all. I feel it in my body, y'all. I'm telling you, I feel it in my body. I feel it in my body. He is a healer. He is the healer right now. We can pray till the spirit of healing comes. Jesus said, the spirit to heal is here. And we can pray until it happens, Miss Brenda. We can pray until it comes down and walks amongst us. Is this a praying church or not? Is this a praying church or not? We're not going to let not one divorce happen in here. Is this a praying church or not? Is this a praying church? Is this a praying church or not? Is this a praying church or not? We praying high blood pressure off Amanda. Is this a praying church or not? 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 I'm not talking about saying words. I'm talking about accessing the kingdom of God. I'm talking about opening heaven up. The angels come and minister life and healing. Come on, y'all. I'm sick of just being sick. I'm sick of not receiving the manifestation of the presence of heaven in my life. I want the more. I want the more. I want the more.
I want the more. He's challenging us to lean into it. He's challenging us, Pastor Gloria. Will you come and hold my hand? He's challenging us. 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 He's challenging PWM to lean into him and receive all of him. He's challenging us to pray for our pastor, the apostolic anointing that's on him. You don't think hell wants him? Do you don't think hell have some hitting men out for him? We can't let another stroke slip in. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Are we on our watch? Are we a praying church or not? Where are we? Where are we? Are we just going through the motions? Or are we going to take authority? He said, I give you keys to the kingdom. I give it to the church. I give the authority to the church, y'all. He gives the authority to the church. He said to have authority over all the powers of the evil one. Where are we? Where are we? Where are we? I want that spirit of confusion that I felt in the midst of those disciples broken off of me. That I can walk every day in the reality of the kingdom. Thank y'all for praying. I feel it in my body already. I'm telling you, I feel the release. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. My victory is going to be your victory. I won't have to have back surgery or hip replacement. Because Jesus. Wouldn't that be a wonderful testimony for Jesus? For the kingdom, y'all. For the kingdom. Jesus did it. It's not about Jerry or Pastor Jerry. The manifestation of the kingdom being expressed amongst us. Faith to believe, y'all. Where are we? Faith to believe. Where are we? Faith to believe. Faith to believe. Where are we? Jesus is the Christ. He is the Christ. He's the head of us and we're his body. Whew. Where are we?
Thank God for the message this morning because when I was asked to close by Pastor Gary, I was like, that's how I really felt, honestly. I was like, and the Lord had been speaking to me throughout this week. And for the past couple of weeks, he's been just giving me words. And whatever the word is, either you sing it or it's said, and I've been looking it up. So last week, I don't know if it was last week or the other week, it was ascension, right? And that was the word that I heard. This week, I was like, why am I just hearing the word illumination? Illumination, illumination. And then, you know, this, so in the natural, I'm like, oh, okay, well, this weekend, the grand illumination and the lights and all that stuff. And God was showing me all that. But he was like, no, there's a greater illumination than that. Much, much greater. He said, but you can only see it through the Spirit. So when you said you saw, you know, your husband, the lights, I said, that's why my hand went like that. Because I was like, that's it. That's what you're talking about, God. You know what I mean? So I thank God for the words, just the words that he's dropping in my spirit. And that is being confirmed through people here at PWM. So I thank God for that. Illuminate. This is what I got. It said, the Spirit was saying, illuminate through me. By the Spirit. And so me being the nerd that I am, I still have to look up things. So I was looking up illuminate. But ironically, it said intellectual or spiritual enlightenment. I didn't think of that when I thought of the word illuminate. I just thought of light. But it said intellectual or spiritual enlightenment. And then the medieval Latin word said glory. Glory. I was like, wow. So when I heard you say that, I'm like, oh my gosh, thank God. Thank God for the illumination. Let us seek the illumination of the light through Christ. Jesus is here. He's in the Spirit. And we just thank God for him today. We thank God for the illumination. Illumination. So just dwell and think about that word this week when you're just doing your prayer time, meditating, illumination. I think it's going to mean much more this week. If you just steadfast and pray on that word and let him tell you what it means to you or for you this week. Amen. Amen. Are all hearts and minds clear? Anybody else have anything else to say?
Just want to add to the healing list. Craig and Kezia Holders, the little one, is in the hospital again. And she's having gastro issues, severe vomiting. Hannah, severe vomiting and can't eat anything solid, some bleeding. So, and when we were praying just a few minutes ago, I called her name out. So let's just continue to lift her up in prayer. And also Mrs. Garner has for a few days been dealing with stomach issues, diarrhea, and all of that. So the enemy is on the warpath. So we're on the offensive, and they're going to be completely healed. The healing power that was released in here today will expand to them as well. And I thank God for it.
This morning when we came in and we're preparing for service, long before service actually started, I was getting ready to, we had just kind of done the sound check, but then all of a sudden I was just playing and we entered into worship long before the service started. I mean, I just couldn't let go. And a lot of what was happening, and the Lord was, there was intercession, and it was, and someone said in the spirit, not on my watch. And what I heard was that, so when you said the enemy, the thing that came to me was, he says, Peter, he says, Satan desires to sift you as wheat. Mm-hmm. But I've already gone before and made intercession. And I feel like that worship that transpired a half an hour or so, I mean, because it was unceasing, it was unstoppable, and it just flowed. We didn't have to do anything, but just be available and follow the flow of whatever was transpiring. So I believe, you know, God, even before Pastor Jerry spoke in the request, that Satan desires to sift us as wheat. But the Father said he's already gone before us, and he's making that unceasing, unconditional, not on his watch, intercession for us.
Father God, we just thank you for your presence this morning, Father God. We thank you for the people that are here to hear your word, Father God. We ask that that word penetrates our heart, Father God, and that we just open up and not just hear it, but truly hear it from the Spirit, Father God. Let us even know Jesus in the Spirit. We think we know Jesus. We think we know the story. We think we know about, you know, him raising from the dead. But do we truly know him through the Spirit? Totally different level when you know him through the Spirit. So I pray today, this morning, Father God, that each and every one of us will have encounters from Jesus through the Spirit, so that we will be able to just spread his love, spread his kindness, spread his joy, not just in a normal fashion, but through the Spirit, Father God. I thank you for this church, Father God. I thank you for the leaders, Father God. I pray for each and every one of them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. I just ask that you just cover them in the blood, Father God. I ask that you continue to give them wisdom, Father God, that they're able to spread the word, Father God, for us to hear, for us to live in divine power, Father God. Father God, I ask that we know our place, Father God, our heavenly place, Father God. Thank you for that, Father God. Thank you, God. I ask that you just continue to protect us, protect our children, Father God. Oh, Father God, we just set forth the angels, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus to protect them, Father God, throughout this week, Father God. Father God, we ask that they stand in their place, Father God, that they let their light shine, Father God, that people, other kids will look at them, Father God, and know that there's something different about them, Father God, and will want to know what is it? What is it that's so special about them, Father God, that people will be drawn to them, Father God, that it won't, they won't even have to do anything, just their walk, just their presence, Father God. I pray that right now, Father God, over each child in this church right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We worship you in truth and in spirit, Father God. We adore you, Father God. We just lay flat, prostrate, Father God, and we just want you to breathe on us, Father God. We thank you for that. We thank you for this time that we were able to spend with you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for being who you are, Father God. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.